You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Most New Yorkers know public bathrooms are a very rare commodity in the city. There are even online sites and iPhone apps to help people find a loo. But they still don't help taxi drivers that much, since they have to find a public restroom and a parking spot. They say finding both is like spotting an urban unicorn. WNYC's Kathleen Horan reports that out of the 62 so-called taxi relief stands in the city, only one that recently opened in Lower Manhattan has restrooms.
You tried to go before you get in the cab and hold out for the 12 hours. I mean, that is the easiest solution.
That's taxi driver John McDonough, who's been hacking on and off for more than 30 years. He says restrooms for cabbies are so hard to find, many drivers try to avoid nature's call altogether.
And that's what most drivers do. You just don't drink. That's life, and it's getting worse. So, I mean, if there's some other way of doing it, I would like to hear it.
The city does set aside 62 spots called relief stands, but they're basically areas for drivers to park their cabs for up to an hour. Only one of them has an on-site bathroom. Cabbie Mohan Singh, who's been driving for a few years, says he was shocked when he learned that relief stands did not provide restrooms.
Relief taxi stand. This means relief only for the car, not for the person. So this must be accurate, that relief should be given to the person who is driving the cab.
Taxi and Limousine Commissioner David Yasky agrees that there is a problem out there for drivers.
There are not very many private businesses that are willing to welcome taxi drivers to come in and use the restroom, and that's a persistent issue.
It's an issue that affects a lot of bladders. There are more than 48,000 licensed cab drivers in the city. A spokesperson for the Department of Transportation, who approves the space for the relief areas and installs the signs, says the stands are located near taxi-friendly restaurants and shops where drivers can access the facilities.
If they have a list of those, we'd certainly like to give them out to the drivers.
That's third-generation Queens Garage owner Richard Wissack. A couple of the cabbies he leases taxis to have even been ticketed for using the restrooms in public parks. They weren't aware they can be cited for using a bathroom in a playground without being accompanied by a child. Wissack, who is also an attorney, suggested one of the cabbies fight the summons.
This driver actually had five daughters. He said, bring a picture of your family to show the judge, to say, I'm not doing anything here but trying to go to the bathroom.
Wissack says the driver beat the ticket but still lost a day of work. He says, unfortunately, many cabbies are forced to risk a public indecency ticket for relieving themselves outside, or they use something known as the motorman's helper, also known as the handy bottle. Driver John McDonough.
It's the last resort. It's not as if the cabbie got up in the morning, oh, you know, this is, I'm going to have a great day, I'm going to piss in a bottle. No, he gets up, I would like to go to a nice, clean establishment where I could wash my hands, relax a bit, but that's not our option.
There is an exception. Enter J&R Music and Computer World in Lower Manhattan. For many years, it was next to impossible to find a cab for their customers, who need help schlepping flat-screen TVs and other gadgets home. Public Relations Director for J&R, Abe Brown, says they were looking for a way to entice drivers to Park Row, which isn't an easily accessible spot. So they asked the city if they could create a taxi stand in front of the store, and to sweeten the deal, they're offering free coffee and unlimited bathroom visits for drivers.
Beautiful restrooms.
In the technology section of the store, downstairs near the returns and the tech support, are four bathrooms that are cleaned once an hour.
See the tables and chairs?
Brown says not allowing drivers free access wasn't an option.
Once you do it the right way. It would be very unfair to invite them to stop by here and not to be able to use the facilities.
TLC Commissioner Yasky hopes the idea takes hold.
We're very delighted by J&R stepping up and setting an example here, and I would love to see other businesses follow suit.
Other than more businesses opening up bathrooms, do you think there's any other possible solution? I guess I'm surprised to find out that there's so many drivers and so few bathrooms specifically for them.
I think you're onto something.
In the meantime, drivers say they're even willing to pay to use the restroom and hope the city will increase the number of those facilities. There are currently two. For WNYC, I'm Kathleen Horan.